With us today is former Speaker Kevin McCarthy and a good friend, one great American, and one American that was treated wrong by America. Kevin, Mr. Speaker, tell us, what have you been doing? What is your mission at this point? We both love America, and I think we're in deep doo-doo.
I'll tell you what, whether I'm in the House or out, I'm still trying to help America. I've been helping other members be able to grow the majority. It is easier for Republicans to win seats this election cycle than the last two. Been helping President Trump and been also helping the economy and focusing on AI and a couple other businesses out there. Enjoying a little time off.
Understood. There's been so many resignations from GOP Republican congressmen, which have given us given the GOP a disadvantage, and they only have like a 1 or 2 point person majority at this point. Why have those resignations happened?
Well, the internal battle inside, you know. When eight members of Republican Congress partner with Hakeem, Nancy Pelosi, AOC to determine who is the speaker, that creates all of this. Remember, when 94% of the Republicans want to go one way, but the others partner with all the Democrats to go somewhere else, this is the outcome that you're getting. And we're failing in utilizing this majority to help us secure the border. I mean, think about it. You covered this so well. You know, think of the first 9 months of this majority. We passed the most conservative border security bill. We had a vote on the biggest cuts in American history, more than $2 trillion. They welfare reform, NEPA reform. We cut $20 billion from those IRS agents going out to audit everybody. We had Parents' Bill of Rights. We passed the energy independent bill. We stopped D.C. from lowering their crime. I mean, not lowering your crime, but decriminalization of carjacking and others. I mean, we success after success, and we had a 5-seat majority at that time. Now, remember, as we go forward, we still have technically more than a 1-seat majority. Democrats only have 213 members. Republicans have 218. They'll have 217. You'll have these special elections like mine is going to get filled here. It could have got filled this month, but it'll be filled next month, I mean, in May. And so we'll be able to grow that back, but they need to work as a team. Unfortunately, a few worked very closely with that AOC squad and others to try to determine who could be speaker, and that has disrupted a lot and made people disgruntled and depart. But they got to put that aside. They got to put America first. We've got too many big challenges. The country's too great to have these small squabbles.
Mr. Speaker, at the point 5 minutes later after you lost at that time, you removed Nancy Pelosi from her office. What I've been telling people, and I don't know if you have said that to anybody or publicly, is I've been telling people that you will promise that they'll back you up, Nancy Pelosi, if some of you for voting for the budget and getting America to move forward if you had problems internally.
Well, one thing, and this isn't the reason, but I mean, one thing that transpired for history, Nancy Pelosi always said, and she said this to Paul Ryan, to John Boehner, and also to myself going in, she did not believe in the motion to vacate. You know, it's always been around for years. She changed it, not with her. But that once a person's elected speaker, you carry it out, that one person doesn't disrupt Congress like that. Unfortunately, and she did say that to me and others, but unfortunately, when it came to the floor, the Democrats, remember, as leader, I had never lost seats. I'd always gained, even though Republican senators lost most cycles and others. They want to win the majority. I get that. They wanted to play politics with it. And don't blame them. But with eight Republicans work with Hakeem and all them to determine who's speaker, that's not there. And this shouldn't be about me or anybody else. I always put the country first. You know, the one thing after I departed was to provide another $2 million to the NRCC. I'm helping fundraise for candidates. I want Republicans to gain this majority even further that we've been able to build, helping the number of people I recruited. There's John McGuire running in Virginia, a Navy SEAL. He's a state senator, very impressive individual. There's a lot of people out there that I think we could pick up seats and even grow the majority for.
Understood. Now, just for memory, how many votes did you lose by at that point?
Well, technically, if I had three more people, I wouldn't have lost. We had eight people vote with all the Democrats. So, but look, that's yesterday. We got to focus on the country. The country is most important. And look at what Biden has done to this country. I mean, we got wide open borders. Last February, we got more people on the terrorist watch list in 1 month than the entire 4-year term as President Trump. And it's only gotten worse since then. We don't know what's happening inside our own country. And he's the one who, Biden has created this problem. When I'm looking at this upcoming election, I'm very excited. President Trump has a great opportunity to win. But what's even better here, he knows what to do in this job. I mean, think about our economy. Think about our border being secure. Think about the strength of America stopping these wars from around the world. We will no longer have to be evacuating our embassies. I mean, it will be a stronger time, and our children will have a better opportunity in the future.
Understood. The Republicans feel confident that they're going to win the Senate this time.
Really good map for the Senate. The Senate is different than the House. The House, everybody's up for re-election. But in the Senate, we've got some great races, Montana, West Virginia. We've got a great ability to pick up. We've got a number of seats. We could pick up Ohio. I mean, this is a unique time. If we're able to capture the Senate, grow Congress, and bring President Trump in, we really could accomplish a lot that we've been passing in the House in the first 9 months of this year.
Understood. What else do you want to tell America? I'm sure you still stay up at 3 o'clock in the morning and worry about things.
I was very proud of doing the Fiscal Responsibility Act, the largest cut in American history, $2 trillion. But that's just a small portion. We've got to be able to put ourselves on a path where we balance this budget. I worry about our education system. That's always a great sign of what we're going to be in the future for our children. And I'm watching these schools fail a number of our children in the process. I'm worried about China. As we prepare for and going into the 21st century even further. Those are the things, big macro issues I look at. But when I'm looking domestically right here, I think of this border being wide open. I think the runaway spending that's causing inflation. I think the weakness in the White House and making these decisions and leading forward, the divide of what we found. Look, we're going to have a debate, but when this election's over, we need to unite as Americans. And I get excited about it. I mean, America is so great. We shouldn't fight over small things. But the thing I think most about, think about, there's no other country in the world that's conceived in liberty and dedicated the proposition that we're all equal. There's a reason why America should lead. But when we have good leadership and the ability to work together, there's nothing we cannot achieve.
Mr. Speaker, the American people miss you. We hope we haven't seen the last of you in politics. You should stay involved. You're a very capable person. You know the whole country. You know every state. You know everybody and everybody. I haven't heard one person say bad things about you. Have a great Easter.
I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. And, you know, the one thing you look at, history repeats itself. And if you look on a world stage, we look a lot like the 1930s. You got the axis of evil with Iran, Russia, and China. And there's a reason and point of why that torch needs to be burned a little brighter, that shiny city on the hill. We all know the capabilities of America when we work together. And it's a time, and Easter is a time for renewal. Easter is a time where Jesus rose from the dead. It brought the opportunity for everybody. And I really think there's an opportunity here, too, that people could put other things aside, look at what's best, putting America first, and work together.
I agree 100%. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I look forward to seeing you soon. I look forward to seeing you back on the trail again. Thank you.